This one, we getting a little bit, we getting a little more serious with this one. If you're ready for this one, Cole Johnson. The theme for this edition of Contender or Pretender is blue blood pressure.
Pressure.
No, I'm not gonna go there.
In this Contender or Pretender, reputation doesn't matter.
Yes, I am.
Readiness does. Dun. These programs with championships expectations every year, but March doesn't care about history. The question is very simple, Mr. Johnson. Do they belong in the Elite Eight right now? You ready for the teams that we're going to be talking about? Here you go. On the men's side, it is the Kentucky Wildcats. And on the ladies' side, it is the Tennessee Volunteers, a SEC doubleheader for Contender or Pretender. Let's start with the Kentucky Wildcat men. As you can see here, 17-7 overall, 8-3 in the SEC with a net ranking of 28. The Kentucky Wildcats, they are currently ranked 7 after that big win over Tennessee. They are 3rd in the SEC. Mm-hmm. However, 8-7 in quad 1 or 2 games. 3-3 on the road, 1-2 at neutral site. They are currently projected at 7 seeds in both ESPN and CBS Sports, and their big wins, well, they, like I said earlier, they swept Tennessee. But it begs me the question about the men Volunteers. What's going on, Rick Barnes? You can't beat Tennessee all of a sudden? You can't beat Kentucky? Kentucky has your number?
It's Rick Barnes. What you expect? He's a great salesman. He has that all shucks salesman look. He convinces his would be recruits. He lies, tells the parents they're gonna be taken care of. They're gonna go to a prestigious program.
Not program.
And then they have these gaffes. Year after year, I saw that with Texas. We're seeing it now with Tennessee, where he gets these teams this big time hype. Well, they could actually be a number one seed in the tournament, and then they fall flat on their face at some point in the season. Thank you, Kentucky, for doing it once again to a Rick Barnes led team.
I'm going to be honest, Mr. Johnson. And people probably going to take this over some type of way because they know who I'm affiliated with. But this is me being very unbiased and very objective and fair about what I look at the Kentucky Wildcats. Okay. I don't think they're ready. They ain't ready.
Here's where I don't think they're ready. That L, they took it home to Vanderbilt. And Vanderbilt basically took one of them Greek sorority and fraternity paddles.
That was at Vanderbilt.
I thought they played.
No, that was at
Lexington too.
No, they will play.
Oh, they will.
They will play in Rupp Arena.
Oh, so that butt one was in Nashville. When they took them. Greek society, fraternity, sorority paddles, and just spank the heinies of Kentucky. That is when I knew they're pretenders.
Can I buffer your point even further?
Go ahead.
November 11th at Louisville, 96-88. Guess who won?
Kentucky had no business losing that game.
Okay. November 18th. State Farm Classic against Michigan State, 83-66.
And see, you're laying a case for why they probably will be NIT bound.
December 2nd, ACC-SEC Challenge at Rupp Arena, North Carolina, Kentucky. 67-64. Guess who won that game?
Man, Kentucky's going to make it tough for themselves. Oh, I'm sorry. North Carolina won that game. They're making it tough for themselves. They're making themselves, making this tough for themselves and on themselves.
By them sweeping Tennessee, they'll get in, but
they probably will. But
December 5th, Music City Magnus, 94-59 against Gonzaga. Guess who won that game?
When you but you see, all them games could qualify for bad losses. All them games you just read. Yeah, the sweep of Tennessee would probably put them in, but I'll be doggone if it's like you just named Louisville, Michigan State, North Carolina, and Gonzaga. All of them could be bad losses. All of them.
With Kentucky's problem, they are young, so they are learning. Mm-hmm. And
on the job training, yeah.
And when you're learning, you're not ready for. Now, the way this season is, you're not ready to be Elite Eight. I could be wrong, but I don't think you're ready for Elite Eight.
You ain't wrong. No, they don't. They definitely ain't ready for Elite Eight. Heck no. Man. I would say they're barely ready for the Sweet 16. They should be happy to get to the round of 32.
We're talking Duke, Gonzaga, Arizona, Michigan.
And I'm not throwing shade. I'm being truthful. They'll be lucky if they get to the round 32.
Oh, you saying they're one and done?
No. Not one and done. They could probably get there, but they'll struggle to get to the Sweet 16. I don't think they'll make it there. If they face off against the wrong team, they'll be bounced.
If Kentucky can't force turnovers and get out and run, they're in trouble. Kentucky likes a fast-paced game. If they can't turn you over, they're done. They try to outgun you, they try to outplay you. And guess what? Teams like Arizona, Gonzaga, Duke, Michigan State, you ain't turning them over. And guess what that means for Kentucky? Y'all in trouble. I might revisit this later on, because guess what? They coming to Gainesville Saturday. They hosting Georgia on the 17th. Vanderbilt comes into Rupp Arena on the 28th. Okay. And then Florida goes to Rupp Arena on March 7th. And then they close that out at College Station against Texas A&M. I just gave you about five games that can probably change my mind on the Kentucky Wildcats. Two games against the defending champs. Another game against Vanderbilt. You go to College Station. And you got Georgia at home.
They had to go 5-0 in them games, and you and I both know they ain't sweeping all of them. They're gonna lose at least one, if not two of them.
I don't know. But for right now, Kentucky, I got y'all as pretenders because I don't trust y'all. Y'all are too young and y'all work and y'all focus on turnovers and outrunning teams. That doesn't work. That doesn't work in basketball like that. From one SEC team to another team on the ladies' side, the Lady Volunteers. The Lady Volunteers are currently 15-6 on the year, 7-2 in the SEC. They have a net ranking of 19th. Currently ranked 19th in the country, 4th in the SEC, As you can see, they score 78 points a game, 63.7 allow a game. That's point difference of 14.3. You see the defensive ratings of 85.6 and offensive rank of 104.7. They have a key. The Lady Volunteers, they are 7-5 in quad one and quad two games. They are 7-2 on the road and 0-2 at neutral site. They got a key win at Stanford. We have a key win against Kentucky. They are projected a 4th seed on ESPN. However, they have games coming up against number 4 Texas on the 15th. They go to Oxford to take on Ole Miss on the 17th. They take on Oklahoma and Norman on the 22nd. So just like the men Kentucky Wildcats, I'm going to give just like them, they have key games that I want to see them play. But for right now, I got the Lady Volunteers on the line. Because that stretch that y'all got coming up, it's going to be an interesting stretch. And my problem with y'all, with Lady Volunteers, this hockey type substitution that y'all like to do, teams know how to play against it now. So what is y'all going to do? Are y'all going to make some adjustments? You just got your ass whooped by 43 in at Columbia. But I'm going to put you on the line for now, because I'm going to see what y'all do against Texas. And that's a home game, by the way. That means Texas is coming to Knoxville.
Beat them down, Lady Longhorns.
Y'all go to Oxford. Y'all go to Norman.
Take that in.
Y'all have opportunities to change my mind or how I view y'all.
Take that L, Lady Volunteers.
They don't got more L's. They don't need more L's to take. They need to get some dubs.
Well, they need to take that L to Texas.
If y'all can knock out Texas, that might catapult y'all to y'all might have a chance. I'm going to put you on the line. I'm going to give you an opportunity to prove something to me.
Brick.
You all take the pools on to me, but I'm not sure. Because the way that y'all play, y'all might get destroyed by 30 against Texas. You might get beat by 15 against Ole Miss, and you might get beat by 20 at Oklahoma.
Prepare for a molly whopping.
So I don't know, ladies. This ain't the same Tennessee program that I'm used to. It ain't, quite frankly, the reason why y'all with the Kentucky Wildcat men, because ain't the same man team that I'm used to. When you used to say the name Kentucky in the men's side and Tennessee on the ladies' side, it struck fear in people. Am I wrong, Coach Johnson? If you saw a jersey with the name Kentucky on, you was like, oh, hell, we got to go through there.
It was to the point where this is before Florida won their back-to-back national championships. It was to the point for at least a good 20 years. It was basically Kentucky and, because you pretty much knew they ruled the SEC. And yeah, you may have had a pocket of prosperity like LSU in the late 80s and early 90s. Like Arkansas in the mid 90s. But you pretty much knew it was Kentucky that ruled the roost in the SEC. It feels very foreign now that we are in 2026 and we're talking about Kentucky in a, well, will they actually make it to the tournament? More than likely they will. But that would never be a question back in the day.
The Lady Volunteers the same way. When you saw Tennessee?
Oh, it was, yeah, it was, okay, which region are they going to represent as the number one seed?
And which one of y'all wants to step in front of Pat Summitt?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't want that smoke.
Sure don't. Sure didn't.
So yes, blue blood pressure. Blue Kentucky blood pressure. And Tennessee.
Beautiful.
Can y'all change my mind? Can y'all become contenders? We shall see.
Get a mollywhopping.